Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of
to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you.
And I'm trying to please to the call.
What's going on?
Of your heartstrings
as a left lost their mind.
You know the night.
I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder if it's become such a different style here that the guys on the left are going wacko. We might have to put them into a home. I don't know. I mean, it starts out with Chuck Schumer and his crying when he enacted a very similar situation a couple of years ago. I mean, what is he thinking? Like, we're going to have a meltdown? And, of course, you've got the interview with, I don't know if you caught it, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Maria Bartiromo. And, of course, the interview was pretty contentious, and it had, Wasserman Schultz making these ridiculous statements about regulation. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, the Democrats, the liberals, want so many regulations that we can't even function or be in business. Is this really what we want? I mean, you know, if you go back to the financial collapse in which many of these regulations were born out of, they were caused by the willingness to let the banks lend and lend and lend. Now, is it the banks' fault that they overlent and lent to people who didn't deserve it? Of course it's their fault. Is it, you know, you want to blame it on, that you want to blame the banks on the collapse? Well, you should blame the banks, because the banks gave the money to everybody. Okay, look, you know, if any human being who thinks that they can scam something or take something and get away with it, you don't think that they're going to go ahead and do it? I mean, why not gamble? What's the worst that could happen? You get to go bankrupt? Okay, but you're defending the wrong party with these regulations, and we are only being able to take and we defend them anyways. The penalty, the protection should not be to give the banks money to give bad loans. I mean, the banks made bad loans, but what happened? Well, the Fed bailed them out. So what really happened is we bailed them out. Now, is that the kind of things that we want to have in this country, where we work hard for our money and we have an idiot bank that loans out way too much and gets in trouble? But then they know, why wouldn't they loan the money out? I mean, if you know that the Federal Reserve is going to back you up and take care of all your crappy decisions and all your ignorance, I mean, why not give out money? I mean, you're creating money, you're getting paid. And if you don't get paid by one side, you get paid by the other. I mean, who wouldn't make that loan? I mean, how much of your money would you loan out if you could charge interest on one side, and if the loan went bad, you could get paid back from the bank? So, I mean, you know, you look at these idiots and their logic behind what is going on, and not to mention that every single day is an argument. I mean, are we not going to get, you know, Trump's cabinet in place? I mean, you know, do we want to continue to have him hamstrung and unable to, you know, work through everything? I mean, this is the longest, I believe, in history that it's taken things to get a cabinet approved and voted on. I mean, are you kidding me with these lefties? Okay, and again, I will tell you, and I will not just pick on the left. I mean, you know, are we going to be Lindsey Graham and John McCain, and maybe soon to be Marco Rubio? I mean, are these three idiots or what? The three stooges that think that they're going to take over? I don't understand why we've got a president in place. Okay, he was elected. He wasn't appointed. He's not a dictator. He didn't steal the election. Why wouldn't you try to make things easier and better for the country? It's a pretty simple question. I mean, this is not rocket science. Okay? The president of the United States is the office of the president. There's many people in there that we may or may not like over the years. But at the end of the day, as they do on Inauguration Day and they have the peaceful transfer of power, why can't the imbeciles that live here have the peaceful transfer and try to make America great again? Now, again, I don't care if you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, but what the are we looking at when you have these restrained feelings and don't want to make sacrifices to make the country good? Do you really think that they're going to be able to beat? And you look at some of these posts on Facebook from the left. I mean, are we not Americans? That's the issue, okay? I thought we were Americans first, okay? I thought the idea of this country was to build and grow and have everybody have success and have a good life. I didn't realize that it could only be a good life if your party won, okay? I didn't realize that Nancy Pelosi, the 100-year-old witch in out there that continues to talk garbage, okay? I mean, where is it that we're going to have a society that accepts the will of the people, okay? The will of the people voted in Donald Trump. That should be it. Okay, it shouldn't be continuing. And for people to make vile threats and to continue after him, okay, and making the job tougher only makes America weaker. Are we going to continue to worry about making America weaker, or do we want to make America stronger? Okay, again, agree or don't disagree with what his views are, but we have to work together. Because, again, he is the president of the United States. So we cannot continue at this current pace and strategy that we're running. Because if you watch what's going on, all you are creating is destruction. And you are pushing people farther and farther apart. It doesn't make any sense to watch what's going on. So for all you idiots out there that continue to try to fight, go out and set up a campaign and get ready for the next election. It's ridiculous already. It's enough. This is the Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, make sure that you go to Liberty. You know, Liberty, we life, love, and liberty. I mean, you know, libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every day. And there's plenty of other content there for you. And of course, the new Bubba's Bottom Line, which you can now get at BubbaTrading.com. Always there for you. A little bit of inspiring words that I sometimes put out for you. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, today is Groundhog Day, and will I see my shadow or not? I don't know. Will we have six more weeks of asinine behavior in the Democratic Party? Probably. Probably have 6 more months. Probably have 6 more years. But in the meantime, of course, Donald Trump named his new candidate for the Supreme Court, Gorsuch. And from all accounts, he is unbelievably qualified. And of course, you know that they're going to make it difficult for him to get in. Of course, what we do know is that he's going to get in, okay, because the Republicans are in control and McConnell can drop the nuclear option if he chooses to do so. Now, I'm sure he will try not to do that, but he can. He does have that option. So I'm sure that he will be confirmed and put in, and I think that that's the correct play. I think that he is extremely qualified. He is a conservative. And I don't, again, I'm not a big fan of the lifelong appointment to the Supreme Court, but since that's the way it is, obviously we want a solid court. And I'm tired of watching all the big decisions to go 5-4 or, you know, whatever. But that is the system, the way that it's set up. Now, you know, to defend the other side of the aisle, I thought that Merrick Garland should have been appointed when he was. I thought he was pretty much center. And I think that is really what we want in the Supreme Court, is somebody who can listen and make an objective opinion regardless of political affiliation. And I think that's part of where things have gone wrong, is instead of everybody worrying about the country, we are worried about the political affiliation in which we are part of. And I think that becomes the bigger story. I, you know, it wasn't that long ago where the parties were much more similar in views and in economic status. And I think that somewhere along the line, we've lost our way. And maybe, you know, the bubble building of the Federal Reserve was where we lost our way. I'm not really sure where it became a dramatic change. But I am sure that we are not the same. And I cannot believe that we cannot have a single party of the American Party, okay, where we have, you know, everybody trying to take care of and put together for the United States of America. I think that's where we've really kind of stepped off the curb here a little bit. And, you know, it figures that Donald Trump will have a number of Supreme Court officials that he will get a chance to name. And I think that, again, they should be center party and not just, you know, either straight conservative or straight liberal. I think that, you know, unfortunately, we are potentially seeing the unwinding of the Democratic Party as we know it, because we have moved so far to the left that it's hard to fathom. It's almost against everything that's American. Okay, it's everything that this country was built on, was to have free capitalism, the freedom that if you could outperform somebody and make it better, you could be better. And I think that we've lost our way on that. And that, I think, is a sadder story, okay? Because where is it that, you know, we should give up those rights, okay? That is what America is about, is the unalienable right and freedom. And we no longer, if it was up to the left, there is no longer free. There is no longer freedom. The news departments have become cheerleaders and politicians. Instead of reporting the news, they are telling you what you should think of the news. And I think that we've seen too many drastic changes over time that really don't allow everybody to have the freedoms that we were destined to have, the freedoms that we fought for. And I believe that you're starting to see too much of a drastic change. And the change, unfortunately, is bad. Okay, change is not usually bad, but this is a bad change because we have so much infighting, okay? And the problem is that the people who get screwed with all this is you and me. And I think that's the part that we are missing, is the people that do get screwed, and that is the middle class, okay? So we can talk about all of the things that we want, but as long as we have this much division, and as long as we have imbeciles trying to unseat the president after 8 days or 10 days or 12 days in office, okay, I think you're seeing some things that are just totally ludicrous and ridiculous. And until this gets resolved, it's going to be a long, long road to hoe. And that's the sadness that I feel and that we should all feel, because really all we're doing is moving into the self-destruction of the United States of America. And, you know, you have to understand that you're not always going to get your way. So maybe we need to work harder. And, you know, maybe, you know, the Democrats have to work harder and quit pushing so far to one side, okay? Because all they're doing is pushing away their voters and their potentials for later on. And I think that, again, this could be the destruction of the party as we know it. I mean, you've got too many people that are involved there and vocal participants that are destructors, okay? You know, they're not deplorable. They're destructors. And the destruction of America is not good, okay? You know, we need to stand. We need to stand united, because, you know, there's a lot more problems to face in the world today. And even with the ban, or it wasn't even called a ban, but the travel and the having immigration, okay? You know, many presidents have done very similar things to what Donald Trump is doing or did with his executive order, and yet here we are still talking about it and having Schumer cry about it. I mean, really? Are you kidding me? Real crocodile tears on the podium as he discussed. And, you know, you've got too many people comparing, you know, Senator Durbin, you know, what a jackass he is, trying to tie the 30s and 40s to now and the Jews and now the other immigration. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get where these people think they're going. Okay. And it becomes ridiculous. And that is, I think, the one thing you have to like about Trump is he loves Israel and he wants to make sure that he takes care of Israel. And I think that's the way it should be, because they are a great ally of the United States. And unfortunately, we've had leaders try to push them away. And I think that's a huge mistake. But this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for break, but make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, the brand new Bubba's Bottom Line can be found at bubbatrading.com. Go check it out. We're going to stop and have a break. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Yeah, that whistle is 10 o'clock.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, as we continue to grow into these asset bubbles, and as the pundits continue to cheerlead the markets, we've gone absolutely nowhere. But, of course, we are in a bubble. We are in a bubble brought to you courtesy of the Federal Reserve. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation but does have, obviously, some government involvement, but they are on their own. And, of course, they have done a wonderful job at building a bubble by continuing to print and print and print money and, of course, continue to take money and money and money out of our pockets. And, of course, now they need some inflation to help them pay off the ridiculous, dumb loans they made. So whose loans were worse? The loans made by the banks in 08 or the printing of the money of the Federal Reserve? I think it's a pretty close call, okay? Because the ignorance of the Fed, the ignorance of their continuing to print has created many, many great problems that are yet to be seen. We are now in a market that is well overvalued. But, of course, it doesn't mean it can't go higher, okay? But, of course, we've got the situations of a market that is betting on what Donald Trump can do. And of course, unfortunately, without support, the president can't do much. Okay. He has still got to have the support of his not only his own party, but he's got to get some people to cross over and believe. And I think you're starting to see some of these things are starting to fall apart. And that becomes even a bigger issue over time. And I think that you're going to continue to see the system continue to fail from the standpoint that we're not going to get the true growth until everybody gets on the same page. Now, what I don't understand is if we're all on the same page and we can get some growth, well, guess what? We can all make some dough. Guess what? Businesses can survive. Guess what? The government actually can maybe get out of debt if they would stop overspending. But because we have these ludicrous things going on, we end up in a crapper. And, of course, that opens the door for the fear mongers to start predicting that stocks will fall 70 to 90% in the next 3 years. Now, again, these people have been calling for this since Dow 10,000. Well, now we're at Dow 20,000. I think we see a lot of issues out there. I think earnings season has been very, very mediocre. I think you're seeing the dramatic change in some of the companies out there, especially like in Apple. They've come from one of the most innovative companies to nothing more than a big curmudgeon, another IBM type of company that really doesn't do much, and it's very hard to get them to now have those big, great moves that they've had in the past, because now what we see is a company that is lacking innovation. And, of course, they are no longer the biggest company in the world. The biggest company in the world now is Google. And, of course, I would expect to see some falling there. I would expect to see very soon Facebook to take over as the number one company. But in the meantime, what do we have here? We have a failure to communicate. We got a failure in systems. We've got a failure pretty much across the board. And what you really have is a failure of understanding, okay, of what it's going to really take to get some movement in this country. And the biggest thing is to bring back the competitive spirit. The biggest thing is to bring back jobs to the United States of America. The biggest thing is to recreate the America we know and quit putting so many things offshore. Okay? I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because our first responsibility should be to our people. Our first responsibility should be what goes on right here in America. And what we need to go on here in America is to rebuild it, to regrow it, so that all of our people can have the opportunity. Okay? We've got to revamp and redo many of the things that we have done in the past. They do not work. It is evident that they do not work. And of course, as Albert Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is insanity. And of course, we are in the world of insanity when we have to watch our politicians, who either side of the aisle doesn't give a rat's ass about you. Okay? And it is my opinion, Bubba's opinion, that the only guy who cares about anybody there is the president, Donald Trump. Okay? Because my opinion is he genuinely cares about America. I think he genuinely loves America. And I think he genuinely wants to do a great job for Americans. Okay? But when you continue to try to undermine, you end up with problems. And you've got too many people now trying to do too many things that harm this country. And that becomes the bigger problem. And of course, there is no big afflictor of pain than the Federal Reserve, because their pain is felt long after they've made their initial reactions and done what they're going to do. And we just need them to get the hell out of the way, because that's where the free market system will take place. And again, if you don't think that people want to borrow money and people don't want to be involved at higher rates, well, just take a look at all these new peer-to-peer lenders that are popping up, okay, and doing their thing. So if you think that, you know, we're on the track, you know, we need to have people break it down and quit, okay, because you have to become back to what makes this country different, okay? And what makes this country different is that we are innovative. We are successful. We can build. But if you continue to cut down the opportunities, what you're really doing is creating a society of nothing. And that, I think, will show, it has shown up in the jobs over the last 8 years. I think it's going to show up again. We'll see tomorrow with the jobs report coming out again. I'm sure it'll be more of the same. A bunch of jobs that mean nothing. A bunch of jobs that are not those that are for success, but not and not even for a living. Okay, we want to talk about people living on the poverty line. Okay, well, create better jobs. Okay, quit overregulating the world. Get rid of the Debbie Wasserman Schultz BS. Okay, get rid of the Chuck Schumer BS. Okay, because overregulation never did anything. You know, one thing that's interesting is that in a market, if you have a buyer and a seller, okay, the seller has the option to sell at what price he or she wants to, and the buyer has the right to buy it with the price he or she wants to. And if we don't allow that to happen and we try to control and manipulate that, where do we end up? Well, we end up in the toilet. We end up in a very similar position to where we are right now. because you have taken away the ability for the free market system. You know, one thing about the free market system, the individual has the choice. Okay? So why do we think that it's better to not have free markets? Why do we think it's better to have somebody controlling these markets? To me, that's not logical. I don't know about you, but to me, that doesn't show me any logic. That shows a lot of ignorance, okay? That we don't have the ability to make free discussions, okay? I don't understand where we went wrong, where it is that people are, the government does not feel that the individual is smart enough to make a decision. I mean, if you're, you know, a human being, you have the right to make your own decision. And I'm not talking about things that are illegal, but certainly if you look at all the regulations that we have, you don't have to get involved in that industry, okay? If you're worried about the securities that being underregulated, as it's been said in the past, then you don't have to buy securities. Okay? You get the choice. You have the freedoms. That's where I think we've made a dramatic mistake. Okay? That's my problem. Okay? I don't know. What about you? You let me know. Shoot me an email at bub@bubbatrading.com and let me know what you're thinking. Okay? Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm lets you download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends, now being hosted by my man Xander. And, of course, the brand new Bubba's Bottom Line, now at BubbaTrading.com, which is me doing a little bit of TV, a little podcasting. In the meantime, I'm going to step out for a break. We'll be right back at the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Todd Bubba Horowitz again. Every Wednesday we go to Rural Rally Radio with Marlon Bowling. And of course, I like to always share my comments for the ag community. So let's go to Rural Rally Radio right now. Here we go.
Bubba Horowitz at BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. See just what's going on affecting the markets here today. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. How are you?
Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year, Marlon. How are you?
Oh, I just feel all giddy about that. My goodness. And happy February to you. First day of February here.
That's
opening
right.
Up a brand new trading month. How about that?
Will I see my shadow tomorrow?
Oh, that remains to be seen. So anyway, we'll have to trade on that one after sunrise tomorrow. You know what? Just a little factual tidbit there, Todd. I was reading a story where the hotel rooms around Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, were higher priced than the hotels around the Super Bowl this year.
Well, hey, you know, we got to see a shadow, right? Big time out here. So,
so if you want to invest in some money, maybe you need to book a hotel around there, or at least be a part owner. Okay, let's take a look here at the grain trade this morning. We have a little softer tone in everything, basically, the corn, wheat, and soybeans in most contracts here. Soybeans down about 3 to 4 cents for the most part here in the overnight session. What's going on?
Well, I think that soybeans are going to head down to $10. I think that, you know, we had the 2-day big rally, 8.5%, and then we've been down basically 8 days in a row now, and they look like they're going to go lower. There's not a big bid underneath them right now. I think that the range is pretty firm, 10 to 10 to 10.80. Right now, and you know, we'll see. 10.40 was a key spot, which we broke, and of course on Monday came down extremely hard, and now we're selling around here. But I would expect to see the $10 range, and then I want to see, you know, how we react off of 10. I mean, I think, you know, if I look out into the future, I think we'll be higher, but I think here in the third term there's going to be a little bit of pressure, and I think you're probably going to see that $10 come into play, and it probably sooner than later.
Now I see on the charts on March soybeans, where it looks like on January 4th, we posted a low of 992 and three quarters. Are you saying that could be a target?
It could be, yeah, 100%. That's exactly, you know, what we'd be looking at. I mean, you know, remember, the markets work. And if you look at this in a much bigger picture, I mean, really, we're just in a what we would call a sweeping consolidation pattern. and have not really been able to break out one way or the other. And if we go back into the end of last year, I mean, we were in for I think 12 weeks straight. I'm sorry, 20 weeks within a 40-cent range up and down. And this is kind of how the market will decipher where it's going to break from here. And there's been a lot of negativity, a lot of negative calls on the soybeans. And, you know, I heard people talking about the 7 handle and, you know, things like that. I go, okay, great. But in the meantime, I think 10 is the number. And I think at 10, we probably will rally. I mean, could you see 993 again? Of course. But, I mean, I think in that level, I'm going to be more apt to want to be a buyer than a seller. Here, I'm neutral. I thought that the up at the 1080 level was a reasonable sell, and now I'm going to watch them trade for a little bit, and we'll see what happens. We could pop to 1040, and if that fails, then we will definitely see the $10 level.
So you don't think if the Chinese come back into the markets after the Lunar New Year celebrations that they're going to be in a buying mode and boost up the market here?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, we know that they're a New Year, we know they're closed, but in the meantime, they're still eating and they're still buying. And I don't see the money flow to support a big rally when they come back. I see a market that looks like it's in a little bit of pain right now, and I think that it will head. Now, right here, we're starting to show the last 3 days. This has been about the low, so I would not be surprised at all to see a little bit of bounce, you know, today, tomorrow, from here. But overall, it looks like it wants to work its way lower, and I think that what we've learned is you can't fight them, and I think that's the direction they're going to head for a little bit.
Are you equally bearish on the corn and wheat?
No, I'm actually a big fan of corn. I think 355 has showed again that it's holding up like a true champion. I think it'll stick between 355 and 365 for a while, but I think eventually it'll break to the upside. And wheat, as you know, and I continue to beat my wheat drum, that it's going higher. And I think that wheat, any chance I get the chance to buy, I'll buy more. I believe that we're going to see. I think we're going to see the fives this year. So I'm going to continue to try to buy support levels, and you know, lighten up when it gets to a resistance. But it's mainly stay long it because I think we're going higher.
Wow, I'm sure a lot of folks are going to want to give you a call and talk about those projections here. In the meantime, we want to pause for a little break, and I want to bring you back here, Todd. We'll talk more about the markets, and there's a whole lot to cover. Our guest is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We just had you predicting soybeans in the nines, corn possibly in the fives, wheat possibly rallying. What do you think is going to happen with the crude oil market here moving forward?
Well, you know, I've been in that $40 camp, and we've been stubbornly hanging between 50, 51-ish and 55, but I think you see that now 53, 54 looks to be the top. I believe it's going to break to the downside. I think that, again, I'm going to stay short crude here unless it can go over 55. I think that we're going to see lower prices. I think the OPEC nonsense will soon be over, and we're going to find out that nobody stopped their supply and kept pumping it out anyways. So, again, I think that this is being held up more or less artificially, and I think that it's going to go ahead and spring a leak here pretty soon, and I would expect to see the 40s, and I still think we'll be able to get our fuel costs probably in the mid-40s before it's all said and done.
So you really don't believe the OPEC members can play nice together yet?
I don't think they can play nice to anybody. I think it's a ridiculous organization. I think it's all nonsense because if you just noticed, Russia has now become China's biggest supplier. Well, if they weren't pumping anymore, how did they overtake Saudi Arabia shipping oil to China?
The U.S. dollar index, it looks like it's firming up a little today. Now, we had a big washout yesterday, and a lot of folks said, well, that was helping to support the grains. If the dollar goes higher today, what's going to happen with the grains on account of that?
Well, I don't, you know, I believe that the farmers and producers were well ahead of this game, and I think that the dollar is, when we said when it was 103, it was going down into the 90s, and now we're in the 90s. I'm not at all surprised that there's a rally here, but I would be very surprised to see us go past, you know, 101 or 102 on the upside. I don't even think we'll get that far, but I'd be a big seller there. I think the dollar is going to see probably the mid-90s, if not lower. I think you're going to see some dramatic pressure here now coming to the dollar, and I'm looking forward to, and that would be part of what I'm thinking, you know, going forward into the grains, because I am very positive. Even the soybeans, again, I'm just looking at soybeans as a short-term trade here down into the high nines, if nines, but I think 10. But overall, I think the dollar is going to come significantly lower, and my first projection would be 94, 95, and then I think we'll probably go lower than that.
I was looking at an April live cattle chart here, and it looks like we are back down there within about a dollar of our recent lows. from like something like a month ago. We had the cattle inventory report that also had numbers a little bit higher than the trade was looking for yesterday, with all cattle and calves at 102%. Annual calf crop for last year at 103%. Trade wasn't looking for quite that much. Is that going to be another bearish factor here in the trade today, or do you think that that will be enough to put a low in?
I think that we're looking probably, we'll probably get a bounce probably off of, you know, the mid 113s. But I would expect, I'm targeting, before I'd really want to be a buyer, probably the 108 to 110 level. Again, I'm bullish there as well, but I do want to buy at better prices. I think the rally was a little bit far overdone, which typically happens. And I think what we'll see is we'll see a little bit of selling, a little bit of back and forth trade, and then I think we'll get a great opportunity to buy them again.
And it looks like lean hogs are getting up there in rarefied air again.
They never left rarefied air. They keep going up. And, you know, I seriously, I believe that there's a squeeze going on between February and April. And I think you're going to see that February comes off the board in, I think, 12 days. And I think when that comes off, I think you're going to see a pretty big hit in April. Now, that's the way I'm looking at it, and that's the way that I'm going to play it. But again, I think that they need some selling. I mean, just for sheer purposes, that you just can't continue to go straight up unless there's something else going on that we have not heard of yet. But I don't think that's the case. I think you're going to see some pretty heavy selling once we get past this squeeze in February hogs.
Todd, awesome to have you with us. Thanks for being our guest this morning. I appreciate that very much. Todd, Bubba Horwitz has a website. It's terrific. You need to check it out. It's called BubbaTrading.com, a wealth of ag marketing information for you. Check it out and tell him Marlon sent you if you call and talk to him. We'll be back with more.
This is The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz. That was a great interview with Marlon. And, of course, make sure you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com will get you Bubba's bottom line every single day. Every once a week. This is The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.